Eagle in the Morning with Patch and Amy.
2016 is going to be my year where I just really start stacking those chips. I can feel it. And I see things, you know, different ways to save money. And I thought maybe this year I would get into actually using coupons. And I haven't done that yet so far.
There's still time for you, though. It's only the 6th of January, so it's okay.
I'm not off to a good start. No. So I'd see different things on ways to save money. And I think about what I'm willing to actually do to save a buck or two. And there's a company called the Winston Club. And it hooks people up. So if you're going to, say, you're traveling to, there's a few cities it operates in. Okay. Say you're going to LA.
Okay.
It's just you solo and you're going to stay in a hotel room, but you're going to be out sightseeing. That'll connect you with a stranger who's also going to be staying at a hotel in LA.
Okay.
And you can choose to room together and split the bill. So instead of paying $200 a night, you can each pay $100 a night. Would you be willing to sleep next to a stranger in a hotel room? That's close.
It is close. And again, I think, doesn't it all boil down to the fact that as time has gone on and with social media and everything else, we see so much bad stuff now that we're instantly suspicious of everybody until we kind of get to know them a little bit. I think that just...
I would not be able to sleep next to a stranger. Not that you have to... I mean, even if you get two separate beds, I could not sleep in that close of quarters next to a stranger. Not sober anyway.
I was just thinking, you've done that when you've had a few beers.
Yeah.
But would you do it though? Like, you know, if I don't see the thing is, well, it depends on kind of, because you never know who you're going to be rooming with, but you might get someone who's really cool. You just don't know.
You could, that's true. And you get to it's called the Winston Club.
Yeah.
You can join the club for free. You get to accept or reject the roommate.
Oh, okay.
The club itself chooses a roommate. You can accept or reject.
Okay. So like Hotel Tinder, kind of.
Exactly. Hotel Tinder. That's exactly what it is.
Uh-huh.
I just would think that it would be, if I'm going to LA by myself, it's in Los Angeles, Seattle, Portland, Vegas, and San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
If you're traveling there by yourself, unless you're going for business, people aren't, if you're going, oh, I'm going to go to San Francisco for the weekend, you leave on a Friday, people don't expect to hear from you for a Monday. That's a good 48 hours. They have to do something to you.
I'm guessing it's safer for dudes, I guess, than more, maybe, but I think guys say safer. I think guys might be more willing to do that, I think, than females, I think.
Well, you could just easily pick another female roommate. You know,
oh, yeah, I guess. Yeah.
It doesn't have to be...
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to do it though. I don't know. I think I'd just suck it up.
If I can't, I vacation the same way I go out to dinner. If I can't afford to tip, I can't afford to go out to eat. If I can't afford to sleep alone in a hotel, I can't afford to go.
No, so true.
Yeah.